On the day of the incident, Seamus' sister, Nolan from Rafoe, contacted me very upset, and I contacted the Gardaí to get Seamus' medication back. And what subsequently happened is the investigation by GSOC, Seamus came to me, and I helped Seamus do the process into making a complaint to GSOC, which has resulted in the two Gardaí being disciplined.
Could Seamus Duffy have died here? Is this how serious this is?
Well, the facts are that if it hadn't been for the witnesses, Seamus Duffy could have possibly died at the scene. And I would commend the witnesses for helping Seamus that day, because the Gardaí were derelict in their duty to a citizen of the state. And that is the issue here. The Gardaí have a responsibility to protect citizens of the state and the state itself, and they didn't do that.
These two Gardaí have been disciplined, but is this enough?
Well, I mean, it all goes down to the fact that GSOC is not independent, and Gardaí investigating Gardaí. I'm personally not happy with the investigation, and we have asked GSOC now to review the investigation. But it's disturbing, to say the least, now that the Gardaí in question have now decided to prosecute Seamus Duffy, which I find totally and utterly, absolutely disgraceful, that a man who was left to basically die at the side of the road now is now going to be prosecuted in the courts. And I'm quite sure that Seamus' legal team will defend him vigorously, the fact that these two Gardaí have been disciplined.